Al Johnson, lecturer from the National Gallery.
This is known as the entombment, and it's the moment after the deposition when Christ has been taken down from the cross and he's going to be placed in the tomb. It's, of course, a period of huge grief for the people watching, but it's also a moment of activity. Having stood under the cross and waited for his death, there's now this moment of activity. They have actually something sensible, something useful to do. I think the intention of the painting is for us to be involved in this terrible moment, because we're almost pulled into the centre, we're drawn into the centre of the image, into focus with Christ's body. And we're made very aware of this terrible moment of pathos where the death that was so dreaded has occurred. This painting is unusual because it's unfinished. And although to some extent it's sad when a painting is unfinished, because you feel you have only part of the artist's vision and you long, of course, to see quite what he would have done. But at the same time, it's exciting to see an unfinished image by an artist as enormously important as Michelangelo. So we have a real sense of how he moved around the canvas, how he drew the image on before he started to paint, which sort of colours and which sort of sections he would have painted first. So you have a sense of the thought process of the artist, and that's always very exciting.